high school sports. Nobody covers it better in Lenawee than 96.5 The Cave.
All right, we're back. Ian Wett, Mark Comstock. Ian, we got a guest.
Yeah, this might be the first time I've talked to Hope on the phone. It's been a couple times at Blissfield High School. Hope was a recently announced recipient of the MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Award. And I think it's special that we not only recognize the athlete part of these students, but the student part as well. Hope, thanks for taking time away from class to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Could you kind of talk us through the process for the scholarship? It looked like it was ultra competitive.
Yeah, so like back in December, we did the whole application process, which was a couple essays and just like talk about yourself, sportsmanship, teamwork, leadership, kind of those realms, and then also a section for like activities that we've done in high school and GPA and all the stats kind of that we've racked up through high school. So it was definitely intense, but it was fun and got, you know, to talk about plenty of things that I, you know, am passionate about. So it was great.
Yeah, looking at the off course, off field, off court stuff for you, National Honor Society, many different roles on that, and with the Lenawee Youth Council. I was always envious of NHS back when I was in high school. How do you find time for all that? I know that's a crazy time commitment, Hope.
Yeah, I just kind of make sure I'm managing my schedule well and prioritizing what I have to get done for school, and then just kind of using practices and sports as more like a break from school so that I have a good balance between the two and, you know, good mental health and stuff in having such a busy schedule. But I really enjoy it, and honestly, I get bored when I'm not doing so much. So it's pretty fun.
Well, Hope, congratulations on your achievements, not only in the fall with cross country, but I know you're a basketball player as well. But how do you see your role as a leader in the building? Take away from athletics, but how other people look at you and see what you're doing, obviously in the sports area, but more so when you're in the building as a student and a senior and a really a role model for other people.
Yeah, I think it's just I try to make a good environment where I'm encouraging of others and also just helping people when they need help and building a community here, not just with sports, but also in my classes and, you know, kind of coming together with other students to make our school a better place and also build each other up to like advance ourselves for the future and stuff.
Well, I remember when my son was a senior, it's been several years ago now, but one of the things I told him is that one of the things you're going to do is you're going to sprint through the finish line. And I know you know all about that, but you see so many kids that are seniors that they let up. They let up this time of year. They let up in the spring. And one of the things I wanted him to do is don't get caught up in saying, you know, the minute you walk across that stage, you can let up. But sprint through the finish with everything you're doing, both in athletics and in academics as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point.
And then she's going to sprint, Mark.
Yeah,
she's pretty quick.
Well, yeah, but no, it's easy. And you know, as an underclassman, I'm sure you've watched kids in front of you take the foot off the pedal and. Boy, I think it's such a role model to see somebody just finish out the year, do the right things, and be an example for the underclassmen.
Yeah.
Speaking of that a little bit, Mark, and I want to harken back to your essay that looks like you had to write. Did you have a section in there of role models for you and people you look up to, whether it's a coach or family members?
I don't think there was a specific section in, like, one of the essays, but there definitely are a lot of people that I've, you know, seen through the years, and my sister included. She was 2 years older than me, and she kind of was a major role model for me in high school because she kind of did the exact same thing I did. She had a really busy schedule. She was really great at sports and really committed herself, and it was just like a really positive role model for me. And I think both my siblings kind of did that for me.
About this award recipient, and I hope your basketball team gets to play at the Brez in mid-March, but that's going to be a cool event to head up to East Lansing anyway and get recognized on March 14th. Making plans already.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
I'll save Mark. I ask sometimes the tough questions, Hope, and it says here in your bio that you want to study maybe, you know, there's still time to figure this out, ecology or environmental sciences. It says you're undecided. Are we getting close to deciding, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at a couple of different options right now. I'm attending a lot of like scholarship things at different colleges to see what I can get. Just kind of making my decision on where I think I'd fit in best, where I want my future to be, and also what makes the most sense financially. So, yeah.
Yeah, still actively getting recruited.
Yep.
yeah, see?
I don't think we're going to get a lot out of Hope in terms of a decision. Today is, if I'm correct, today is the signing day, the spring signing day for a lot of athletes. Will you be making a decision during the late signing period, or are you going to drag this out a little bit longer?
Make it wait.
I think I'll be dragging it out a bit longer, but we'll see what happens.
Do you think you want to continue athletics in college?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I've thought about. I have a couple options with schools where I would do that, and then also a couple where I wouldn't. So kind of just still going through the process of 100% deciding, but I'm definitely, you know, in the realm of thinking about it at least.
Sure. Well,
basketball season, I mean, you're right in the middle of that. And then this spring, it'll be track for you. What will you be doing in track this spring?
Well, I'll probably be doing a lot of different events because that's normally what I do. So pretty much everything from the 400, the 800 mile, 2 mile, 4x8, 4x4, pretty much all of those depending on the meet. So, yeah.
Well, it's you still got about 4 or 5 more weeks of regular season, and then you're gonna dip your toes into the postseason, and you got quite a streak going. I mean, we follow it pretty close, but you've got a heck of a streak of LCAA wins. In fact, you've never lost a conference basketball game since you've been playing.
Yeah. Yep.
So you certainly,
Mark, you're asking questions that she does not want to answer.
your award for what you're doing off the field and off the track and off the trails and cross country is outstanding, and boy, I think you're a real role model to the other kids at Blissfield, and it's quite an award to get because you're talking about a lot of kids in the state of Michigan that are trying to get that award. So hopefully, does it come with a scholarship? Is that correct?
Yeah, it does. It was, I think, $2,000.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm sure you're going to be getting other avenues for scholarship awards. But,
Mark, she needs at least a 3.5 GPA. Would you have qualified for this award in high school?
Boy, I'd have been close.
You'd have been right
if
there
it
on
would have
the
included
edge.
My test score, I would not have been a recipient at all.
Hope you sound like a 4-point-something student.
I am.
Yeah.
Is it over a 4, I'm guessing.
North of 4, like for your 4 years?
What?
Are you over 4 for your 4 years? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have like a 4.3.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Not surprised. Very impressed. Hope, thanks for stepping away from class. This probably kills you that you're not in class right now. But thanks for talking to us again. And it's always good to hear from you. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, you're
welcome. Thank you, Hope.
Once again, that all the way from Blissfield. Got a great connection there in Mr. Eric Schmidt's office, the athletic director there at Blissfield. Thanks to him for coordinating that. I mean, that's I talked about relationships last hour. Shot him a text yesterday and said, hey, is there a way we can get Hope on the air? Like to talk to her, tomorrow morning if possible, and bam, we made it happen. So thanks to Eric, and of course thanks to Hope. Congratulations to her. She's one of
one of our
32 individuals that are going to get that in the state of Michigan. And
she's one of the top athletic scholars in Lenawee County this year because she was outstanding this fall and a big part of their basketball team right now. And, of course, just listening to all the things she does in track, she'll be a big piece of that.